You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After Andrew Beecroft's call for cross-party support on finding a solution for child poverty in New Zealand, many organizations expressed support. I spoke with Andrea Jameson from Action for Youth and Children Aotearoa on their support of this appeal from government.
We're really excited by that. We think it's a fantastic initiative and really an essential starting point. We hope, you know, it will be the beginning of more systematic consideration of children's issues across government, and it's important that we start with thinking clearly and systematically about how we can address the rights and needs of children living in poverty.
Perfect. And so in this discussion on child poverty, it's really clear that the whole entire family needs to be brought out of poverty, and this is an income-based issue. How do you believe government's going to tackle that?
Well, I think that the first step is to have agreement that it needs to be tackled, and to have a commitment to tackling it. I think there's probably a number of things that can be done. For some time now, there's been a suggestion that the amount of income support for people on families that are dependent on benefits is too low, and there's also, of course, the issue of people who are working and still not earning enough income to support their families as they'd like to and need to. So I think there'll need to be a raft of responses, and there's been a lot of work gone into what some of those might be already, and it's a matter of I guess getting that commitment first and then working together to make sure no one is left out, that we attend to the needs of those children that may have particular needs. We know poverty disproportionately affects Māori and Pacifica children, and also children with disabilities and their families. So thinking about different groups of children and really how we can raise income so they can have the kind of childhoods we would want all children to have in New Zealand.
And so why do you think it is that there hasn't been a cross-party agreement prior to this?
Well, we would have liked this to have happened a long time ago, but we're just really excited that there does seem to be moves now. This initiative to come together from across the child advocacy community and support the Commissioner's call, I think really demonstrates the strength and you know, just how strong a collective view there is out there that we need to work together, and we're really excited about the opportunities that opens up, and also playing our part and helping out with advice and information. There's a lot of expertise within the community, and there's a lot of, I think Judge Beecroft talked about, a reservoir of goodwill throughout New Zealand to getting them behind this issue and really trying to make a change for those children most affected.
And how are you hoping that government works not only amongst all the parties but also with organizations such as yourself in order to find a resolution to this issue?
Well, when we reported last year, New Zealand reported to the United Nations, and those experts on the Committee on the Rights of the Child recommended that we take a consultative approach, that New Zealand takes a consultative approach and works with people to resolve it. So I think working with organisations with expertise about child poverty and children's issues, but also with children and their families themselves, so that I guess a kind of community development approach and empowerment approach, looking at not just solving child poverty in a way that is actually going to allow children to enjoy all of their rights, things like education, health, well-being, but also things like having time with mum and dad, you know, being able to take part in sporting and cultural events, being able to have friends over to play, those kinds of things that, you know, really make up what a great childhood is. And are important as children grow.
Perfect. That was all my questions, but did you have any further comments you wanted to make?
We're tremendously excited by the potential here and hope that the opportunity will be taken by everyone.
Around, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.